Hello.
Hi, Rolly. Mika from Denlin Insurance Brokers. How are you today?
Hey, Mika, I'm good. Thank you. I think drafting mail for you only. Yeah, I just sent it to you. Sorry for the confusion. It was not a week's help, for
That's
sure.
okay. It's just the insurer will be asking why your turnover is 25 grand against, they're going to be looking at it against the wages that you're paying your employees. So if you're saying it's $5,000 per person, so that's 10
Yeah, they
grand
are
for
casual and they
employees per
just put
month.
it as an estimate. Both
Yeah,
are
so
casual.
an estimate.
Just as an estimate, that's it.
Yeah. So looking at it, if it's an estimate, are we looking at 120 grand for the two people for a whole year?
Yeah, see, they are both are casual. I'm not going to they are not working every day.
Yeah.
Even just I took it as an estimate. If they are working full time or so, for example, whole month, I'm keeping them engaged.
Okay, so what
I thought
would
it
you
might be like
then?
that way. So if you are looking for their hourly rate, it's $30 per hour.
It's just I can't really decide for you what estimated wages you would want for the year. So what would you like for that to be?
See, you can consider it like because since last week they just work for one day until now, and that too for
We can
4 hours.
base it on that. Yeah, so you can probably base it on, because they're both casuals, you don't need to decide on a full-time basis because the workers' compensation policy is an annually adjusted policy. So whatever you're estimating now, you'll be declaring actual wages paid for the past 12 months next renewal, and then we adjust the policy accordingly. So depending on the declared wages, you're either owed a refund or you pay extra. Okay, it's just my concern is if we're estimating wage estimating turnover for 25,000, the insurer's going to look at it as if you're earning this much, but how are you paying your employees this much, if that makes sense?
Makes sense, yes, completely understandable. But yeah, see, I was thinking of are looking for like how much is estimate, and also I just keep it as an estimate. Sorry, because this is first time I'm feeling any insurance, and some things are
Yeah,
going
that's
on
okay.
here at my end.
That's all right.
Okay, so now you need some other information. Do I need to refill the form?
The what, sorry?
You want me to re again?
No, you don't need to redo the form for me. So I want to confirm with you, you still want to estimate your turnover at 25,000, is that right? Or do you want to increase it? It's just predicting
Okay,
potential work for yourself. Yeah.
okay, not for annual estimate. I just put it like until now what we have earned.
Yeah.
That
So we
estimate
can't
is
exactly use that. Yeah.
the rate. I sent it to you the document yesterday or the day before yesterday. I just check is until that amount what have we received. That is like up to
Okay.
8th of September what we received. I just quote that. I added that amount. Not really, right?
And
It is not.
that's since you started your operations in October last year, is
No,
that
I
correct?
just keep it from July, new financial year, to the date of
Okay.
8th of October.
Okay. 25 grand. Would you say we can estimate, say, 100 grand for the year?
Yes, you can keep it easy, like that, please.
Yep.
Because I thought it might be just because how much we are earning right now, so I just mentioned the same amount, nothing else.
Yeah, you'd
There, I
make
told
that with
you.
your minimum premium in terms of a liability policy anyway.
Makes
With
sense.
the workers' comp, we can probably base it on the fact that, let's just say, 4 hours per person at the rate they're at the
30.
moment, and then
Yes.
just say 30 or 38.
30, 30.
That's at least 240 a week. So say, because there's usually 48 to 50 weeks, 50
Yes.
working weeks in a year. So we're
Yeah,
looking
I'm
at
not
around 12 grand.
Okay. Fine.
Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Also, I note that you've mentioned you've got overseas employees. Now, the workers' comp quote that I'm going to be giving you do not cover those employees. Are they actually based overseas, like they're living overseas?
Yes, they are living overseas. They're just they're doing some of my admin works.
Yeah. So whatever legislation they have in that country, that's for yourself to have a look at to see if you are required to take out any insurance for them.
There is an option over there to mention, so I just mention everything.
Okay, no, all good. Yeah, no, that's correct anyway, because I had to disclose it for the professional indemnity quotation anyway. All right, so that clarifies it for me. Leave it with me. I'll have the quotes over to you this afternoon, all right?
Sure, no problem. Thank you.
The most important one for you for yourself is the workers' compensation policy, because I'm not sure if Peter's mentioned, if you are, I don't want to scare you, I'm just letting you know what the legislation is. If you are found to not have workers' comp insurance in place whilst you are paying employees, it's at least $10,000 per person as a fine.
Okay. And what about voluntary staff as well? Do I need to add them as well? There's some students, trainees, voluntary staff. For workers' compensation claim, yes. Do I need to add them too?
A claim. Did you say claim?
No. Workers' compensation insurance. Do I need to add my trainee staff as well?
Are you paying them remuneration?
No, they are voluntary.
Okay, so if they're volunteers, are they from a school or?
Yes, uni.
So if, for example, they're from Edith Cowan University, normally the school should have their own public liability in place. So if in any case they're at your premises and they hurt themselves, they've got that to cover the students. At the same time, you also have your liability policy by that time. If in any case you are found liable for such injuries happening to those voluntary workers, if you're not paying them remuneration, they're not covered under workers' comp.
Okay, just wanted to clarify. So would you also do this workers' compensation insurance or no?
Yeah, we'll do the workers' comp quote for you. As for the trainees, we cannot include them. So it's just the two casual staff that you're paying.
Yes, no problem. Can you just send me the quote for that as well, please?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
So I'll give you a PI, a professional indemnity, public liability, and workers' comp quotes.
One last question, because this is something which is quite, because we are the outsourcing partner. We are managing the company's staff members as well, directly or indirectly. So do I need to worry or add them as well? Because some clients have 60 staff, someone has 30 or 20 or 10, 8, 7, like that.
So you're managing your clients' employees. So are you telling me you're basically an outsourced HR department that does the HR for your clients?
Yes, I imagine you're an outsourcing partner for HR.
Yep, that is in your business activities. So we've declared that to the insurers when we're obtaining quotations. So the activities that you are conducting, which is managing those employees, would fall under your public liability and professional indemnity quotations. Now, those companies who are paying those employees their remuneration are responsible for covering them under their own workers' compensation policy.
True.
Yeah, because you're not paying them wages. You're outsourced by your own clients to just manage them. Yeah.
Yes, it means even managing, even we suggest or do the termination to recruiting them or inductions and all that stuff. So
those services fall under professional indemnity and public liability. So where is the concern in that area?
Okay, sure. So just I would like to know whether I need to add them as on my workers' compensation insurance as well.
I'm just being
worried about all this stuff.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll clarify that in my email to you when I send the quotes.
Sure.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thanks, Rolly.